Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, yeah. Podcast and Chill finally has a sponsor! Big shout out to Bybit, the cryptocurrency trading platform, the best one in the world, is finally sponsoring the podcast, man.
Wow, that is so perfect.
Yeah, man.
The right perfect sponsor. It lives online.
Yeah.
It changes. It challenges the norm, as we see cryptocurrency has done.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's the perfect marriage.
And it's an international company, so when shit hits the fan, they're not going to cancel us.
Yeah, who are you going to send an email now, motherfuckers? Who are you going to send an email now?
So if you want to buy, sell, trade in crypto, make sure you get Bybit. We've got a link. We've got an affiliate link in the description below.
Dope.
So we've got some cool prizes and some cool bonuses and special things happening. Just click on that. And we bought embark on the cryptocurrency sphere. Yeah,
yeah. It's about time. You don't want to be caught behind with a pioneering podcasting online. Might as well pioneer. Don't miss the wagon when it comes to this. So are they paying us in Bitcoin?
Yeah, they wanted to.
That would be so dope. And you said no.
I don't have Bitcoin yet.
You just need a wallet, don't you?
Yeah,
a Bybit wallet, and then they pay into that.
Yeah, so we're going to sort it out. We've got a new a segment coming out with Gray. For anybody
Gray
that wants to get into crypto, make sure you watch out. Our new segment is coming out because me and Saul are getting into crypto, like, seriously.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll just help us, you know, clear the gray areas so that we embark on this journey with full information and we're equipped with the knowledge.
100%. And I care so about it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. We are back, Podcast and Chill. Our fact checker has been promoted to the Coast Lady.
Pagama, fact checker. We know you've been eyeing this job.
Yeah. We know you've been wanting Kanye's job.
This job. We know.
Never days.
Are you into crypto?
No, I'm not into crypto.
Why not?
You need quite a bit of money to get into crypto,
no.
Don't you?
That's a misconception. Those are the kind of misconceptions we're
going
to be...
So your segments are going to educate me.
Educating people about. Yes.
Perfect.
You need $50. Even $50, you can get crypto.
Oh. That's a $50.
Yeah, you got $50.
Of course
I
do.
We pay you well, right?
You do pay me. Well, we'll discuss at a later stage.
Anyway, big shout out to everybody that came through to the Chillers Market All Black Party. My word.
Oh, crazy, nuts, epic. All the adjectives you can find under the sun, they were there.
I think it was probably the best part we've ever had on the podcast.
Definitely. Definitely the biggest success.
Mm.
Even the venue was a bit small.
Yes.
In hindsight.
That's the thing, bro. We don't know how big this podcast is until you actually do an event like that and realize, oh shit, this space is small.
It's bigger now,
because people came out in numbers. There was so much love.
Crazy.
It was just a love fest, bro.
People flew in.
Yeah.
From Lesotho, from Botswana.
There was Swaziland.
Swaziland. I hope it's safe. There's a guy who kept on going around with his fancy phone, showing everybody pictures he took with us, saying, I flew in, I'm all alone. I'm from Swaziland and I'm just all alone. I came here for this party in the heart of Joburg.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy, he thinks his son is a baba in here. He doesn't know, you know? So I hope you and your phone are fine and you are still together.
What was the highlight for you for the party?
The highlight?
Mm.
Oh man, so many moments. Mm. So many beautiful moments, bro.
Sertrill killed it.
Sertrill killed it.
Kosazana.
Sertrill's performance for me was the highlight. Mm. Definitely. And then favorite DJ sets was Mac Lopez.
Yeah.
The one who did that song that Munada took of yours.
Yeah.
He had a guy playing the keyboard. It was amazing. It was just so beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Crazy party.
Everybody was looking for the Fat Checker, but you came late.
Oh, I arrived just in time. it was crazy. The love was insane. The podcast really has a big family of people who loves and adores and follows you guys religiously. And it was really amazing just to be in and amongst those people and having conversations as well. The music was insane. Mm. The entire party was being filmed. It was just a beautiful production through and through.
Yeah, man. And guess what? On the 7th of August, we're hitting Botswana.
Oh, damn. Dope. A party?
Yeah, we're doing our first brunch there in Botswana.
Damn, so we're going to podcast this day.
Yeah.
We're going to podcast as well.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. Can't wait. Botswana, Gaborone, obviously.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Botswana's got mad love for us, man. Last time I was there, I had so much fun. I know you've been there as well.
Yeah, I've been there as well. Botswana's fun. It's genuine. There's no crime. Everybody uses an iPhone there. You don't have to worry about anything. Not legit, though. Everybody in Botswana, well, the parts we were at, obviously, you know, there's the poor part as well. But yo, everyone uses an iPhone. It may not be the latest, but everyone uses an iPhone in Botswana. Yeah. And the crime is zilch. You don't have to worry about crime. You don't have to worry about rolling up your window at an intersection in the CBD of Botswana.
Yeah. So big shout out to Botswana. We're coming out there on the 7th of August. Save the fucking date. 7th of August, all right? Yeah.
Botswana.
Hey, dog, so let's start the show, man. How was your first day at Kaya?
My first day at Kaya was amazing. It was beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
The love was incredible. It was amazing. We did a show, but I was not in studio for the show. It was an introductory show. You know, they are very light, but the energy was there. And I think it set the tone for the energy that we're going to be bringing in the morning, which is energy. Dini has energy. I have energy. I'm a morning person. Yeah. And that's it, man. You know?
How was social media? Did they love it?
Oh, yeah. It trended. 959 Breakfast. Nice. That's the name of the show. It trended. They loved it. Mm. They loved the vibe. You know? Obviously, it didn't have a lot of meat, but they love the vibe.
Yeah, but you can never judge a radio show from the first show.
No, it's like a kid. When a kid is born. Funny enough, last week I found a picture of me holding my newborn. You can put it here. And she looks nothing like she did on day one.
Oh, yeah, yes, right? yes.
Shows generally are like, especially radio shows. Even any show, like you go to Joe Rogan's first podcast, you go to this first show, the first one ever.
It was trash, the mics were off.
Exactly. So it changes, you know?
Yeah.
It will change, but that's why I said the energy and the vibe of the show will be like that. Jolly, happy, energetic in the morning.
Were you nervous?
Of course, bro.
Yeah.
Of course, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. Nerves are there, but those are good nerves.
What was your first link? What did you say your first link?
I forgot. It was just like, hey, we're here. Yeah, cool. And then we did the whole McDonald's thing in the first link. So I think the proper first link is going to be on Monday.
Yeah, fuck, man. Because I remember the night before, Coast Lady, I tried to call Saul at like 11 because I was drunk and I had an idea. I'm like, let me call Saul. I'm like, oh, shit. Niggas got a 9 to 5 now. Fuck. I forgot.
Well, not a 9 to 5. A 9-5-9. But technically a 6 to 9.
I heard him mention that he was nervous about sleeping the night before. He and Dino were actually having an exchange.
Oh, yeah.
On the radio first show. Link. And they were saying they were buzzed with energy and they just couldn't sleep. But he actually, you bashed it. You did an exceptional job.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm bogot.
You and Dino. Shout out, Dino. Asomodona.
Oh, I love Dino, man. Dino's my favorite.
Yeah, you guys are buddies. You guys are friends.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I hope you're still friends.
Yeah. Are you there for more for Durban in July?
No, I don't. Never had FOMO for Durban July. I don't think I ever will have FOMO for Durban July.
Have you been to a Durban July?
No, I've never.
You've
been.
Never?
No.
You lost.
Never.
Dog, you gotta do
even
it.
Even on
like
the stations I'd work for, you know, it's like, there's no point. I'm like, I'm grand. I'm not going.
Mm. The last time I was at the Durban July was when that car burnt. It was a friend of mine.
Oh, damn, the C63.
Yeah, I was
the guy
there.
Who wrapped the C63.
Yeah, I was there. We watched it burn. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Pop.
Yeah.
That guy, there was
Zippo.
No
Zippo, yeah. That's
his name was Zippo.
Yeah.
Shame.
His name was. No, his name is.
Oh, his name is. I thought he changed it. I would change it if I embarrass myself on a national platform like that.
No,
I'd
but
change my name.
He's a rich kid, man. Like, it was one of his many cars.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank goodness.
And do you have FOMO for Durban July?
I don't have FOMO for Durban July. I have FOMO for the money that's made at Durban July.
Mm.
See, if you're going to Durban July, you can't just go there for vibes. You have to go there to hustle because, you know,
everybody's a lot of brands hustling.
90% of people are going for the vibe, though.
No, there's a small margin, let's say about 60%, no, 40% that are going for vibes. But there are people there who are there to make money.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
People host concerts,
I wouldn't say
tourism.
It's 40% of everyone there.
You
I
wouldn't?
Mean, it's DJs, hostesses, and those selling pussy. But generally, not a lot of people
I mean,
are
and
there.
That's business as well.
A lot of
I should actually include them in that percentage.
Yeah, they got to make
actually,
money, bro.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're not 40% of the population in Durban that comes to Durban or even that are there.
It's mostly
weekend.
Joburg people.
Yeah, and a lot of them are spending the money. Let's be honest, bro. Mm. We know when we were growing up, there would be people organizing buses and trips. Some friendship circles would save like 1,000 rands every month till July, and they've got like 6 grand. They pull it together. It's 60K. And they travel and they go spend the money and enjoy. And absolutely nothing wrong with that also.
Yeah. But what do you think makes it so big? Like, what do they get right? Because I'm trying to start at Limpopo July.
That's dope. Limpopo July.
Limpopo
Instead
July.
Instead of horse racing, it's in the air broom racing. I love that. I love it. Oh, I love that. No,
keep Limpopo out your fucking mouth.
You put Limpopo in our fucking mouth. Pull, spit it out. I love that Limpopo July.
Because no one even cares about the horses, bro.
No, it's not. People don't even know the horses. Like, no one knows, like, the horse trainers. No one knows. If you ask a regular person who Smile Kumalo is or Muzieni, they don't know those guys. And those are the jockeys and stuff. No one knows those guys. They don't care.
Yeah, because we're meant to be out at Durban July this weekend. We're going to broadcast at some marquee, but that fell through. And then we had other gigs, so we decided just to stay and do gigs in Joburg.
Yeah.
Speaking about gigs, I was playing after Heavy K last night.
And Richard. How did that go? How was that?
Nah, it was all love, man. Oh, he played after me, but it was all love, man.
Oh, you interacted?
Yeah.
How was the interaction?
No, it was cool because, like, he came 30 minutes before I played.
Mm.
And then when it was time for the changeover, because he was playing after me, I saw all the phones come out.
Yeah. Ready for action.
Yeah.
And the promoter did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What did you guys say to him? I want to know the dialogue.
He was like, hey, wena, khulumi kaka. And I was like,
tete kaka.
Oh, tete kaka.
Never say kuluma, yeah.
And I was like, nah, we might have rocked you, ne.
When did you rock him?
You know, if you watch the, which podcast did we do? Donovan Goliath.
Oh, Donovan Goliath.
Yeah, then it'll make sense. tie the numbers together.
Oh, wow. Hey,
Megan,
trust me. So both of you were dropping a number last night. You're dropping a number then, Richard, yeah?
But it was dope, man. It was dope, man. Bro, so white people are in outrage. I don't know if you saw this, no?
But white people are always in outrage.
So, you know the Woolies shopping bags?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they didn't use plastic anymore.
Yes.
For the environment and whatnot.
Yeah. Same motherfuckers making us drink from straws, yeah?
Huh?
I mean, paper straws, yeah. Same shit, like saving the environment.
Oh, is it?
They're making us drink from paper straws.
Yeah.
Even the lids now are paper.
Is it?
Like for coffee, it's disgusting.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, you know those bags that
yes,
I'm talking about?
I know
the black
the
ones.
Bags, yeah.
So, you pay $7 for that bag, right?
Okay, cool.
And then they said that, like, when you shop, you must bring it all the time. So, people forget the bags at home. Because, like, when you're shopping, it's impromptu. Sometimes
you're from work. Sometimes you're from.
You're not gonna think about that fucking bag.
Yeah.
Aside.
No, like a side hustle. And then you go and you buy like groceries.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember, avocados and cabbage or whatever.
So those bags started piling up at people's houses. And they started complaining and saying, guys, like, this is too much now. Can we just not go back to the plastic thing? And then Woolie said, okay, no, it's fine. Bring the bags back and we'll recycle them for free. So people are like, now are like, what about the 7 rand that I spent? Because after you bring it back for free, you still need to buy another one for 7 rand. So white people are in arms. They're like, no, we can't do this.
White people must relax, man. Like, I don't get it, man. We've been keeping plastic bags in a drawer. Tell white people must dedicate a drawer, you know, for the bags. Under the kitchen, normally, the sink. Normally, that's where you can put your things. Like, why are they complaining, though? I mean, they started it. They started this whole save the environment nonsense.
No, but they got a point, though. You can't spend 7 rand for a bag and then bring it back for free. At least give me something, some compensation.
Well, if you're bringing it back to return it, and then you buy groceries and you buy another one, why can't you just keep it on you and use it to pack up groceries?
Why doesn't Woolworths create a reward system for when you bring back your shopping bag, you get some sort of rewards and discounts and whatever the heck they sell?
Oh, that's why we love you, Mboko.
I mean,
you just solved the problem.
You have to incentivize people for giving you back their bags that they paid for. Or people can just put their bags in the boot. It's such a simple thing. You pack the groceries, you pack the bag up and you put it in the boot and you keep it in there. Simple.
But you know what happened? There was probably someone at Woolies, like a Mariki, in the board meeting, who stood up and like, I got it. I know the solution. You know, there's always a white lady
who thinks they can save the world. K-pop Mariki.
Oh, man.
White people.
Anyway, what did you think about the 21 teenagers that died at Enyobeni Tavern?
Enyobeni.
Enyobeni, yeah.
Hey, man, what does Enyobeni, before we get into it, what does Enyobeni mean?
Well, in Xhosa is to bribe, but in Joburg language is to smash.
No. That's Ugnyoba.
Ugnyoba.
Kalogu, that's Ugnyoba.
Well, I don't know as a place. But Ugnyoba is to bribe.
Yes,
as a place,
that
I don't
that
know.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know as a place.
So is Ugnyoba in the same context as
I don't know what it means bribing. In that context.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lapiro.
I don't know why they named it like that.
Yeah, man. First, the
it's
name
weird.
Is strange.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, Lapiro is...
Aya's friend. Slash
no, Aya's Capella.
What? Oh. The fuck?
Aya's handbag.
Wow. He's sort of saying Ice Boy at this moment.
Aye, Lapiro,
he wants to get there.
Lapiro owns Big Fun Music. What the fuck?
Yeah, they're both that co-directors. They're partners.
The fuck?
Aya's the famous one. You know? So you don't know also what Enyobeni.
It's just a name. It doesn't mean anything.
It's Ugnyoba is subscribe, I know, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just
Oh, okay.
Emoyin. Okay. So it's just a name.
Oh, okay, cool. That was tragic, bro.
Yeah.
That was tragic. And what? The youngest is 13. Fact checker, oldest is...
13, 14, yes.
Oldest is 17?
Yes.
That's madness. Like, look, man, I know kids will be kids, right? And I know that parents... You can never have 100% of where kids go because kids lie. Like, we want to go sleep over at Saul's place and then we go out to have fun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that's not the case for all those kids. Some of it was just bad parenting. The one parent said her 14-year-old, she knew something was amiss when she didn't knock on the door at 3 a.m. or the early hours of the morning.
Because go, Spoonies of life. How does that song go? Go.
Soft lie.
Yeah, I love that song.
It is called Engaga. Yes, you're saying so.
Yeah, so let me know about irresponsible parenting also.
She
didn't knock. No. You know?
Yeah.
Like a parent is expecting their kid. Obviously, now they've left the food in the microwave. And they expected the kid to knock. A 14-year-old.
But in the hood, that's a norm, though.
It's not a norm. I grew up in the hood.
Yeah,
I grew up a full slow. That's not a norm.
We used to come back at that time also. From like 13 till forever.
When you say we, you and Lapiro.
Wait, so was it, is...
That's why now he's flying out to Cape Town. His son is celebrating his 21st. Yeah, that's why nigga had a kid in his teens. Right? Nigga had a kid in his teens. I'm actually going to shoot your head, guys. Because I'm fucking going around at 13, right?
But it's a norm in the hood, dog. And I'm not saying it's right, but it's a norm.
It's a wrong norm.
It's a wrong norm.
A lot of things are a norm in South Africa.
A lot of wrong things happen in the hood, and they acted as it's a norm.
So what are you saying? In the hood, niggas are going out at 12, 13?
Yeah, we go out at that age up.
What
but,
grade is
but it?
It
depends.
I'll understand better by grade.
That's grade seven. Grade seven.
Yeah, grade seven. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but we did that as well.
You're starting there, your stuff.
You were playing games. Yeah, you're going to where you connect to computers with your white friends. And you're in a network and you're playing games. What do you call it?
LAN games.
LAN games, exactly. You see, you're playing LAN games. These guys were going out drinking.
And magic cards.
And magic cards. Wow. Explain the magic cards, man. Some of us, you know, grew up in the hood.
Yeah. What are magic cards? What the fuck?
Yeah, what are magic cards?
Oh, man, I played that long ago. I can't remember now. But it was dope, man. It was like Pokemon. Did you have Pokemon cards?
We had Pokemon. We had that stuff we'd find in chips, like Slammers from the 95 World Cup, Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
We played Slammers and stuff. And I know Tamagotchis as well.
Tamagotchis!
Remember Tamagotchis?
Yes, I was about to go there.
To keep it alive, feed the damn thing and stuff.
Yes.
But we experienced that in school, but we still went back ikasi and did this kirikiri. Who knows kirikiri?
What's
it's like a cart that you make, and then it's a push on an eye where you pull.
That sounds like Focalistic's new single.
Skirikiri, yeah. Skirikiri, skirikiri.
But don't you miss those days, dog?
No.
Why?
Because there was no internet. There was no cool things, you know? No. Mm. They were nice, but I wouldn't say I miss them, bro.
Mm.
Honestly, genuinely wouldn't say I miss them. It's sad. Also, though, the kids now don't get to have a proper childhood because of the internet.
True.
You know, your phones. They need a phone at eight years old.
That's why as much as I hate load shedding, I love it at the same time. Because in those 2 hours, I actually spent time with my son. I'm like, shit, yeah, dog. How was your day, bro?
You should get to know him, right?
Yeah. Because there's no electricity.
Yeah.
You got to find things to do.
True.
So we end up, like, playing chess and stuff like that.
Yeah, but look, back to Enyobeni, dog. So I think the parents are also, like, most of the parents there, you know, I know it's not the time right now, but some of them, it was just bad parenting. But then also, what happened? Because I'm hearing the story that there was the owners tried to say there's a stampede, and obviously the post-mortem say no stampede.
Okay.
Then I thought it was something in the Hubli, right? But apparently now they were poisoned. There was a gas, there were toxins found in their lungs.
Oh,
so they breathed in this gas.
What happened?
So the story is that one of the security guys, so there's one entrance to the tavern.
Okay.
One only. So all the kids go in, they start grieving, have Hubli, everything is great and wonderful, their pens
these
down.
These 13-year-olds having Hubli, bro.
It was a pens down. Actually, the Daily Maverick has an amazing article out, if you want to check it out. It dropped on the 26th of June.
Yeah.
Go and read it.
Yeah.
So the kids go in there, and I think it was getting rowdy, and there were children outside wanting to enter the venue, and they were already at full capacity.
Sure.
So one of the security guys sprayed, I'd say pepper spray, but some sort of suffocating toxin into the air.
Yeah.
It's like pepper spray, but it burns your nose and suffocates.
Yeesh.
So gradually, from one of the eyewitness reports from one of the children who survived, apparently their peers were slumping over the seats and slowly dying.
Yo.
And it was just horrific. It was a horror movie.
Damn. And it made the world news, you see.
Of course, bro. Like, we always make weird world news. Remember last time an article, local one, caught, you know, this much traction internationally was the 11, Tembisa 11.
Mm.
The bogus 11 kids were born at the same
time. Someone evening. Told me that it was a sacrifice.
Oh, batwele. Mm. Like, batwele, yeah. Sometimes people batwele, like taxi owners, you find like they would maybe like make the brakes fail or whatever, tamper with the brakes, and those who die there, then, you know, yes, sacrifices. I don't know the mechanics. I don't know the mechanics of it properly. But yeah, twalong about when they pass away, especially in a great number, like
a group of people. Man. That's so evil, bro.
It is, but it's the greed, right? People want money, and they're willing to do anything
for
money.
So you think this is what happened with this situation?
It's not out of the realm of possibility. So, look. If you want to disperse people or get rid of people in your club, you don't spray stuff. Mm. You switch off the music, you turn on the lights. And then it's awkward spinning, you know what I mean, we go home, all of us. That's what happened at our old black party. Yes, right? When it's time, you switch off the music, turn on the lights, and everybody goes home.
No, why are you spraying? You let Aya play.
Oh wow! Whoa! Whoa! Shots fired!
You play way too long.
Shots fired!
You didn't want to get off the decks.
It's like that. I was having fun. You want to hogs the
No, no, no! I'm kidding, man. You're a good DJ. I'm kidding.
I know.
He's a great DJ.
You're saying
transition card.
It is a common occurrence to have outdoor venues. I know definitely in the township when you go to like an outdoor venue, say your PDL that doesn't have like maximum security and people have their ice buckets in summer, you'll have people who just walk by with a pepper spray just to disperse people from their tables as a way to steal from them as a hijacking, stealing maneuver.
Oh, wow.
So it does happen at establishments, but for this reason he had in Nyobeni, I don't think that was the case because the parents have been complaining constantly that the children of this age group do frequently go to that venue and stay out till the wee hours of the morning, past closing time. So that venue is notorious for allowing underage drinking and very clandestine things to happen there. But this was obviously the final nail in the coffin.
No, no, bro.
Coffins.
Yes, coffins. Thank you.
Jeez, that's unheard of, man. Mm. I've never heard of something like
that.
That's
madness, bro. Mm. That is crazy. But like you said, the spray was sprayed by not like a thug trying to rob people. By one of the bouncers, right? And the guy's been arrested now. And I think the liquor board there obviously confiscated the license. Number one, there were underage kids, you know, consuming, being sold alcohol. It's a tragedy, man. You saw Paytele crying there. It got so emotional.
Serious?
Yeah. Even Paytele cried, bro.
Yeah.
But he was also quite insensitive about how he handled the situation because he cried initially and then he spoke about how irresponsible the parents were. And yes, they are irresponsible, but you can't say that to people who are still identifying their children, whose children are missing, whose children are in ICU. Say to them, my son, who's at university at UCT, who's 21, came in at 11, which I think is highly unlikely, please.
And he said what?
He said his son came in at 11 p.m. on some random day from Groove and he sat him down and told him that you don't do this in Johannesburg in South Africa. You have to behave orderly and your curfew is 10 p.m. Something along those lines, which I find very hard to believe if your child is... your dad is Paytele and you study at UCT. You're probably out to like the wee hours of the morning. But... overall, that was a very insensitive thing to say to parents when we understand that we have the scourge in our country of irresponsible parenting or parents delegating tasks to grannies and aunts and uncles and the whole entire mess in the black family structure. You can't say that to people when they've lost their children.
Yeah, man, exactly. Have you ever thought about broadcasting, bro? He speaks so well, so eloquently.
Thank you.
Mm. Yeah. I told her this before. I told you this before, didn't I?
I've told her this before.
You've
never thought about Kaya's my dream, but I need them to bring back Ken Zero because,
Oh, no shade. Ken Zero!
Ken Zero's a legend.
No shade.
Shout out to Ken Zero, man.
Yeah. So you thought about broadcasting, Vel?
Not so much, but yeah, I do enjoy talking a lot, so I wouldn't be a
bad... What are you studying? What are you studying?
My undergraduate degree was in law and politics and media studies. And then my post-grad was completing my law. So, yeah, I've touched on a bit of everything overall.
So what does that mean? You studied all those subjects?
Yeah, and I passed them, and it's written on my degree.
Hey, he's showing his vocabulary. Concurrent.
Yes, actually, yeah, concurrently.
I can hold my own. I didn't know LLP what it stood for last week. That's actually concurrently. Hey, Mac. Hey, Mac.
What did you study?
I studied BCom finance.
Ooh.
Yeah, but before that, I did BCom. I did engineering, mechanical, and I dropped out because I was busy broadcasting at UJFM.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yes. You're a geek, geek. You should be like at R&B, investment banking. You should be at freaking Google. Damn, but you're pushing your passion and it's working for you.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's commendable, actually. Because there are a lot of people who are in a position where they do these higher grade things, such as myself, and then you find yourself down on the other side, and then you have to start considering how to pivot and how to relearn yourself and find yourself and find your interest again. It's not an easy thing to do, and I think if a lot more people like you have those discussions as well, it'll take the burden off people who feel like, I need to do mechanical engineering, and then become suicidal after they've achieved.
Yeah, but sometimes it's parents, you see. I was fortunate and unfortunate, but then again, even if my mom was alive when I was doing my first year, she would have said, why are you studying engineering? You've been making noise in the house since you're in grade 9 on Fruity Loops, making beats. You know, and I've been pushing for you to do that. Why are you studying engineering? She actually would have spoken me out of studying engineering or finance, you know. But not a lot of people have parents like that, you know what I mean? It's like, pay us back, we've invested so much in you, pay us back. We don't care, hey, pay us back. We don't care about this passion of yours, pay us back.
Which
right?
one is mechanical engineering?
Mechanical engineering. Mechanical engineering is the one that deals with mechanics. There's mechanical, there's electronic engineering. There is the one of structures, civil engineering. Then there's chemical engineering, which like to make food and, you know, chemicals.
Yeah, detergents,
and detergents, those kind of things. Mechanical is machinery. Mostly. And electronical engineering is what makes the phones. Mechanical engineering is what makes the cars. But there's also electronic engineering in there because there's electronics.
You would have done well in that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got the brains,
Yeah.
But I was busy doing radio and, you know, making music and sending slicker beats and all that bullshit.
Do you think you're wasting your brain?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think I'm not, no.
Yeah,
I'm very happy, and I'm doing what I love. I'm very happy.
Because if you're a mechanical engineer, you could change the world. I mean, with this shit, you can't change much.
You can. How many people? How many suicides have we stopped in the tracks?
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. You've seen that?
In Bogot, to kill themselves by train.
Have you seen that?
People are suicidal. Yes, there was.
We stopped suicide in the tracks. Literally, no, literally. People email us.
Captain Savior.
Dark, eh? I need coaching, man. Fucking hell.
I need coaching.
Serious coaching.
Yeah, no.
Hey,
I
no one got that. It flew over their heads, dog. No, watch the show. You'll get it, Mesh.
Hey, Mesh is here. Hey, Mesh.
To answer your question, I have been exposed to suicide. There were high suicide rates.
I never asked you about suicide.
No, you're a co-host. Go on.
You did, and I'm gonna say my piece. Thank you. We were exposed to high suicide rates in varsity, actually. Mine too. Oh my goodness.
No, man, don't make me laugh while you talk about suicide.
That's
come
what
on
I'm saying.
Come
dark
on
is
now.
Very
come
dark.
On, come on. Now.
Yeah, there was a dude actually in Sandton City about 2 weeks ago who actually wanted to jump off.
People were tweeting about it.
People were live tweeting about it.
What happened?
A guy in Sandton City, the mall, wanted to commit suicide.
Jeez.
Middle of the day, people were live tweeting about it. Luckily, they were able to save his life. There were many people when I went to varsity who wanted to jump onto the M1 highway who literally killed themselves. I have a friend who lost a graduate. She was a biochemical scientist, and what she did was she concocted some sort of formula that would slowly poison her and kill her in the space of 3 days, and she passed on. So suicide is
a scourge, bruh. Her own poison.
Bro, summa cum laude graduated, was freaking brilliant.
Of course.
And obviously, you know, as a black person, they're going to tell you, let me give you a 5,000 rand stipend stipend as an intern, which is absolutely ridiculous. Corporate South Africa, they're going to give you a 5,000 rand stipend. You've had your bursary sponsored throughout. You have your family to support. You're looking at your peers in a completely different tax bracket, and obviously that's going to drive you to suicide being that intelligent. So yeah, she took her life, unfortunately.
I've wanted to commit suicide once.
Damn, fam.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I was in. I was at high school. Yeah, it must have been high school. Mm-hmm. Just bought a 3310. Oh. It was like the iPhone 13 Max of that time.
Yeah, it's like a probably grade 8.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't have a SIM card. Mm-hmm. And then I went to school with it. And then during PE, one of those niggas, you know those niggas from the hood, man. Hey, why are you niggas from the hood always stealing, man?
Because we have nothing, nigga.
I take offense to that.
Okay.
On their behalf.
So this nigga stole my 3310, bro.
Oh,
without a SIM card.
Shame.
Went back home, told my mom, started crying, and we lived in a flat in Parktown.
Yep, yeah.
So I climbed to the top.
Jesus Christ.
And I wanted to kill myself because I was like, I can't live without a 3310.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah.
Why did you go to school if you didn't have a SIM card? Why did you take it?
No,
to
I just
school?
Wanted to show off. You
oh,
know?
Just to Bang show off. Play snakes.
Yeah.
Putsy, those ones don't even come on without a SIM card. They don't even like come on. Jeez, bro. Sorry, man. That would have been a waste. Just for but you're a kid. You know, it meant a lot to you.
It meant a lot, dog.
So what stopped you? From taking your life.
I looked down, I'm like,
it's a very long way down.
True story.
Jeez, bro.
Crazy. Have you ever tried to commit suicide?
I haven't tried, no. I think if I try, I'd succeed. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I'd succeed. Like, that student, I know I'd find a way. But I've never. Nah. Played around with the thought, but didn't engage it enough to get that close to it being a reality. You know? Nah, I've never been.
Why did you play with the thought? What is happening?
I just, life was being... Was being shit, and I you know, gambling, debt, and stuff, and but
yeah, you were going through a lot.
Bottom of my heart, I knew that. Oh fuck! But I'm to blame. It's not like I'm a victim in this situation. You know what I mean? Yes, albeit it's addiction and stuff. You are a, you know, a victim, but at the same time, it's like, well, I created all of this. It's fine. I'll be fine. You know. Let me just go through the things and but it wasn't strong enough. The thoughts weren't strong enough. I didn't consider it like proper. I 10% considered it. You know, not like 100%. I'm there now. I'm ready. You know what I mean? And then something.
Hey, bro,
me.
You've been through a lot, eh?
Yeah. I have.
Shit.
But hey, it's, you know, I'm built for it. I think. Like I was. I couldn't go through it again.
Yeah.
Then I probably kill myself. I couldn't go through it again. I was young enough, I had the energy to go through it, and I went through it, took it on the chin. Yeah.
You are, have you ever tried to commit suicide?
Not suicide, but I have thought of dying as a
For
good idea.
Real?
Yeah.
Guys.
Yes.
Can it's I, called hold on, suicidal before
you
go on. Ideation.
You can't kill yourself. Lapira, what's he going to Lapira will be out of a job.
Hey, Lapira. He'll bring your eyes for the last time in the mortuary to put on your body. But I get that fully. Actually, yes. Yes.
Definitely, bro. Like, things were not going well. I was in debt. I didn't have enough money. I thought if I die, my family would get money from that.
Yes.
And they'll live softly. Because I had things that
go.
Yeah, they'd have a soft life. Because I have things that would pay out if I die.
A lot of men actually toy around with that thought of, some toy around with the thought, I've had, you know, a couple of gents tell me this, with the thought of killing themselves because of debt and kids, they're expensive, they go to Curo and. But if they kill themselves, insurance won't pay out.
Yeah. Mm.
So they've thought of things like driving off a bridge as an act. Then it looks like an accident, right? Crazy. So that the kids can be fine and they can be out of their misery and the kids get taken care of. But I get you. Sometimes you're not suicidal.
Yeah.
You just like, I remember I got robbed while driving. right? Mm. And the guy smashed my window. And a part of me, I've told this story before, yeah. part of me wished they could shoot. Mm. Wish they shot.
Yes, yes, I remember that.
Remember,
story.
A part
yeah,
of
yeah.
me, yeah. So it wasn't like suicide, but I was like, anything happened, you'll even disrespect the bouncer. You know, like yeah, do something, nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hit me hard, yeah, you know? Is that all you have? Kind of thing. Yeah, but it comes from a very deep and dark yeah. place. But a lot of men are going through the most, bro.
Hey, people are going through shit.
The yeah. most, bro.
Pass the mic. Because it's all niggas in here. Young black people here. Now, have you tried to commit suicide?
No, not really. But I will say what I is saying, you know, an idea of saying, it is what it is, man. You know, especially when you get to your early 20s, you know.
But you're so young now.
Of course, you know.
Do you know what I was doing in your age?
Wait, never, wait.
Talking the girls.
Was that what you were going through when you were in the front lines of the Fees Must Fall protests? That anything can happen? No,
not really.
Oh, okay,
no, not cool. really.
Oh.
But there are a lot of pressures that you face as a young man, you know. Especially maybe when you have the transition from high school to university, you know. Mm. A lot of things, a lot of pressures just... You know, it comes a button to you and like, yo, whatever.
So right?
Yeah, this is wild.
Damn, bro.
Give Lapiro the mic. Lapiro? Give Lapiro.
Hey, you're skipping Tato.
Tato doesn't, like the mic, man.
Well, Lapiro loves the mic. Gotta make up some shit.
Serious person, man. Yeah, serious person, person. This one.
yeah, man. Thanks. Yo.
Have you tried to commit suicide, dog?
Yeah, man.
For real?
Yeah, it was 2018.
Damn.
Yeah, 2018 December. I almost died twice that same December. My place burnt down the week, like, 1920. The following week, which was Christmas, my sister made an accident with a car, and I was, like, next to her because she was, like, doing lessons. Mm. So I saw her once, like, driving the truck, dropping, like, you know when you're driving, when you're doing your lessons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then cool, you bring the truck back. So she was the one who was driving. So that's why I gave her the car. Mm. And then when she started the car, we just went in, bah, almost. Mm. And that same year, my son was a couple of months old. And I'd lost my job because I was a financial advisor. I couldn't do my work because I don't have a car anymore.
Mm.
And I almost did it, man.
How did you want to do it?
Yeah, I almost hanged myself.
Damn, bro. Again, now.
Yeah, but the very same thing that saved me was my son, because I kept thinking about him. What is he going to say? What is he going to think of me when he's 30, hey, when he's 20?
Hey.
Why did I give up? And as a person, I know that I don't give up. And
that's so why, if it wasn't for your son, you would have done it, ne?
Probably. Damn. I probably would have done it. And that's why even when I write music, it's difficult for me to do deep personal stuff because I get into it. So I'd rather focus on the fun stuff and that energy. I'd rather focus on that.
Or tear the roof off. Oh, but you wouldn't go there. You almost did it. My nigga, Lapiro.
Damn, bro.
Mesh, in the toilet somewhere.
Mesh, have you tried to commit suicide?
I've thought about it, but it just doesn't make sense, yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
He's so young, though. I don't understand, dog. The last thing I was thinking about is suicide when I was their age, bro.
Hey, bro.
But it happens in your 20s. That's
in your 20s? Yeah,
it's a hectic time.
Nah, man, times have changed from your generation compared to others. Too much pressure. There's fake lifestyle. There's just a lot going on.
Compared social to your media.
Yeah, so.
It's a sensory overload.
Yo, bro, niggas are going through a lot, bro.
Yeah, people are going through the most, man.
And as a nigga, you can't say shit.
Yeah, as a nigga, you cry. Look what happened when Tyrese cried, right? He's a meme now. Like, what do you want from me? He's a meme now. Kanye West cried. He's a meme. Will Smith cried. He's a meme. They say he cries strong as a man. Can't cry, you know? You have to bottle it in and... Soldier on, man. That's what a man does, we're told. This whole new thing of men don't cry, come on. Because so guys can't speak up.
Men should speak up. Men should speak up.
You speak up, you're a meme. You just said.
They
speak up, you're a meme.
Men should create their own community of safety where they begin to dismantle the pillars of patriarchy that oppress all of society. And then...
With the pillars of patriarchy.
And then...
And don't forget to get Bybit.
Yes, that part. And then we can begin to see men making the active work in society to change themselves within their households, to change themselves towards their partners, their siblings. For the mere fact that you can still have molestation happening in a household means that we can never as a society take men's issues seriously because they are such a forceful role and structure in the household that is damaging more than building. When you decide, as women, we are holding each other together because we only have each other to support, right? Each other. But as men, you need to take that.
But don't you think Podcast and Chill embodies that?
Be free, but also build within yourself. Build. I'm not saying to chuckle and to laugh and to drink and to perpetuate things that shouldn't be happening and not calling each other out. I'm saying to build and to cry on each other's shoulders and help each other and create economic ties and co-parent and teach each other important elements of raising a black society so that when you go back to your home, you're going to teach your son, you're going to teach your daughter, you're going to tell her what the language of love is and how she should be treated and not to... stop wearing cheeky shorts at the age of 8 or stop going to a certain space or be careful that they don't roof your drink or just be hyper aware is we need to be educating men to protect women so that we don't always have to be on the back foot and alert.
But we do that.
You do that, yes, but not enough are doing it. It's like a small percentage and then they're beasts.
Sure. Damn, man.
Drop that thing. Drop that fucking thing of yours. Fair point. I agree with everything. You know, fair point. Like, fair point. Hey. So teen. Wow. But on the real though, not fair point, man. You know, but still though, the reality is, as a machita, we can't speak, you know, about the issue we're going through. It's just, that's the reality.
True, whether we created it or not,
you know what I mean? And that's why, gents, I mean, we've got like one of the highest suicide rates in the world, man, of men.
Is it?
Yeah.
In this country?
In this country, yeah. But like she said, it's something a lot of times also the society that we created, like, dog. And it's not just, and there's this thing that's just women who are scared of niggas. Niggas are scared of niggas.
Yeah. You know what
I
mean?
Like, I don't want to walk in town. You know what I mean? Like, I'm way scared of niggas also. Like,
can I tell you the funniest thing? Can I tell you the funniest thing? So when I just started working with Saul,
yeah.
I'm dropping him off there by him.
Okay, what happened?
And then I was meant to drop him at the first stop, and I missed it, and I went to the second robot. It's like, yo, dog, you missed the spot, man. Now I gotta run. They're gonna rob me, dog.
Yeah,
and when you got out the car, you was
yeah, for real. Yeah. Just after Pretoria Street. Yeah, you gotta run. Hey, this is a new
You're lucky in the dog. Street.
Yeah,
you're
so it's not just, we all don't feel safe, genuinely, you know, when it comes to the safety thing and whatnot, you know, and it's something we can all fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is here, man? R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Oh, snap, shame, man.
Jeez, man.
What are the charges?
R. Kelly was this week slapped with a 30-year jail term by a female judge in the U.S. for 9 counts of sex trafficking and racketeering. Yep.
Hey, man.
He's gone. Ghislaine Maxwell, 20 years as well.
Who?
The
one who worked with the banker, the rich guy.
What's his name?
With the island, bro. The guy with the island.
The guy that was charming young girls. Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, Epstein. Jeffrey okay, Epstein. That's good.
Yeah.
I must say, man, they made their bed, must lay in it.
Yeah.
You know, they've come home to roost. You know, it's...
Bro, what do you think about Busta, bro? Busta 99 fascinates me.
In what way?
Everybody knows he's a pedophile, but, like, nothing's happening. Like, he's still gigging. Life is as normal, but we can all see the signs. The red flags are there.
What would you wish should happen? Because the thing is, right? Till a girl comes out and says, I'm 13 and I slept with this guy, right? That hasn't happened. He's been filmed having a good time with them, which is a red flag, definitely, and it is shady, definitely. But till someone says, this happened to me under in this man's roof, right? Then it's like, and I think that's a lot of promoters, the logic they're using, you know what I mean? To say, well, no one has opened any charges, no one is saying anything. It's all jokes and whatnot, right? And it is red flags. You can't have kids that young in your bus, in your tour bus. You can't have, you know. And also, though, you look at the society and ask yourself, it's a society that is still loving his music and still supporting him. Hence, a promoter knows if he books Buster, the venue will be filled.
I think it just shows that there's a difference between social media and reality.
Always, there's always.
I think
always.
In reality, people don't give a fuck. Like, yes, the guys that book him and whatever. And then on social media, we are the ones who are like in uproar and be like, yo, what's going on?
True. Not even the guys that book him. The guys who attend the gigs to see him and take pictures with him. Do you get me? The fault is not the promoters, because the promoters are only
trying to make money,
meeting a demand.
Yeah.
Right? Supply and demand.
Sure.
And the promoters, the supply.
Yeah.
There's a demand for Basta. After everything, pictures and stuff or whatever, allegations, and there's still a demand for him. It's like with us, bro. If they're trying to cancel us, but there's still 700,000 chillers who want this ish, we'll just turn on the cameras and speak and they'll be there to check us out. Let's say we were accused of committing a crime, right? Accused of committing a crime. It's like with R. Kelly. People are still playing his stuff. Don't get me wrong. People are still playing R. Kelly's music. And if you go to a party today, tonight, and they drop Bump and Grind, and it's full of 90s kids, it's a jump. No one's going to be like, switch that trash off. So it's also, we need to turn the, you know, the mirror on ourselves as people, the society.
What do you think? What do you think, Ghostlady?
I think
about Buster.
This Buster situation, it's difficult to say that the young children must come out, similar to the Aaliyah situation. When you're in a position of being a beneficiary from a person who has a prominent position in society, it's a power dynamic.
Danko.
So she has lower power dynamics, but also she's benefiting. She's going out with her friends. She's getting a stipend from him, possibly. She's getting to travel with him, you know. So children are naive and they'll begin to overlook certain things, and she'll probably only realize, these young women will probably only realize, girls actually, will only realize that they were being groomed at a later stage. And by then, it'll be an Epstein situation where they come out and they're 40 and they're like, oh, this person did this and this
surviving
and this. In this year, it becomes an R. Kelly situation.
Even
again.
With R. Kelly, yes. Much older before they came out.
She's subservient, so she's just going along for the joyride. It looks cute on Instagram. Her friends are involved. She looks cute. It's fun vibes until it's not anymore.
Yeah. Because my thing is, like, as a society, how are we just, like, just chilling about it? Like, the signs are there, bro. You can see. It's like, if you can see someone's going to kill someone, are you only going to react once they've killed someone?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's tough, bro. Because what do you do before they kill someone? You go to them and be like, we saw you. Okay, that's maybe a bad example. We're going to say, we saw you walking around with a dagger. Of course, that's dangerous. You can't do that. People can apprehend you and, you know, you can't. But what do we do? Like, what do we genuinely do? Right?
It's crazy, man.
Hypothetically, like, say Pastor Vele is rocking these girls who are young and of an illegal age to have, you know, sex with an adult. What do we do? Right? And we think he's going to do it. He hasn't done it, but we think he's going to do it. What do we practically do? What do we do? Hence I said, that's why, like, if this can be a case or something, and then it's like, bro, but you're born, you manje. You're born, I'm fine, I go to manje. We are born, the reality is.
Yeah.
But hey, we nze. Now, umuntu yakhulumuthi umenzeka so. But till then, what can we do as a society?
That's crazy, man. Hey, When you bring out the serious side of us, hey, it's been a serious show.
Hey, and I was here for the jungle.
Where the jungle? Where the pads, dog?
You, hey, I've been trying, man. It's you. It's you, man. This pastor won't call me off guard, man. I'm like,
yeah. They're going to drag me for food.
Pastor man, Jake.
No, I was thinking about it during the week, so I just thought I should bring it up. We can take it out if you guys want to take it out, but I just thought I should bring it up, man.
Yeah, but like, what can we do, you know? Cancel, like, what can we do in cancel culture? We can counsel him, but only if he says, yo,
I've got a problem.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But what can we do? What? Practically, there's nothing, bro. Sadly, it'll have to happen first. You can't imprison someone for trying to do something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Unless they've done something, then, you know, like, attempted murder is when you've tried, when you did beat someone up and actually tried to, and you were caught trying to. But with him or anyone else like him, what can you do?
Anyway, what else do you want to talk about, my dog?
Rest in peace to Mush and Dicky's dog. Hey, I'm a duck. Yeah. You know when the duck is arrived. Yeah. All right, guys.
Sneaking Jimali, dog.
Dog. You know, man, like, bro.
It's a doggy dog world.
Bro, look, I understand, man. People do get it. You would know. Yeah. Have you ever had a pet?
No, I've never.
Yeah, but you would know also, you know, because of Parktown life. I understand people grow closer to their friends. I've got a friend, Mpumi. Been trying to get a hold of him. We did a song together, trying to get my separates, and then he told me, like, yo, my dog passed away. Jeez. And even showed me him, you know, burying the dog. But it was just like, he's got a big yard, it's like got like a farmhouse kind of vibe. So he was just, he took over like, wakupa, and said whatever he said. It was just him and the older dog. That's it, you know, that I get. But the whole balloon, pictures, rest in peace, Sugar Ndiki. Like, oh, that's levels from China, levels. I wonder what the menu looked like even. They probably had, because the puppy was cremated, they probably tried hot dogs. Gosh. Like, what levels is this? What levels is this? Did you see that, bro?
I saw that,
catering,
man.
Catering and all. Like a proper wedding.
Fully.
Well,
I was shocked by the celebrities that pitched up. I'm like, what
who
the
was
fuck?
It? Who was it?
Tsepi Vundla was there, was not.
Sipum Banglat, the Mhlobonene radio presenter, Sipamandla or something.
Yeah.
He was the spokesperson. That's the only one I saw.
Wow,
on the,
man.
Yeah, but so people showed up. Also, there's dog insurance now. It might have the funeral plan paid out.
Mushe! Genius! Also, he's it's proof of of a dog. Well, maybe they had a funeral policy. So that money is not even like Mushe's money. He was just paying like $50.
Yeah.
You know, insured premiums. Yeah. Oh, flip, actually. Because, I mean, there's pet daycare. Yeah. There's pet hotels now. I think in Cape Town or something, there's a dog hotel. You know, you can take... and the spas crash. As well. A crash, yeah. So maybe you had a policy.
Do they have dog food?
Buff Bob, eh?
Do they have dog food or what?
Where? How do you mean, do they have dog food? What? To eat. I don't get it, man. Who had dog food? Hi, man.
Ghost Lady, anything else you want to talk about, man?
Nothing more from my side.
Yeah, man. No, good to have you, man. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Tommy, so.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Did you see, bro, Oranje's now going to be off the grid.
Oranje?
Yeah.
Off the grid, as in they're not going to rely on Eskom for electricity anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
They contributed about 10 million rands, like their community. And they build solar power, whatever it is that they build.
They own power.
Now they're system. Even supplying other neighborhoods as well.
So they're the ones who are spearheading this privatization of load shedding that is soon to be a thing in South Africa.
Yeah, yeah. It's big business. I mean, I couldn't take it anymore, so I went to Macro, where you can get Grand Joe, by the way.
Yes.
Push! Push!
Rich nigga talk coming out.
Yeah.
DJ Smooth taught me well.
Just yeah, in case push. You forgot.
Push!
I wanted to get a generator. Normally, it's about $5,000, but now they're going for 10.
Of course, bro. Supply and demand.
Yeah. And I got the last one. That's how much like people are buying them now.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Mm. Also, you're tired of talking to your son. You're like, shit. Nigga, you don't have an interesting life after all. Where's electricity? He tried to go to Macro.
But I was shocked because I've been struggling with load shedding for the longest time. And I was like, shit, mm-hmm. all it cost was $10,000 to get a generator.
Literally, and then you put diesel, yeah?
Yeah.
That's it, bro. That's it, man. Like, people, it's so sad. But and also, you know what's sad is the fact that not everybody can. so I'm going to mention this. So you saw AKA tweeted Elon Musk, like, help us, whatever. And someone was like, nigga, you got a Rolex? You don't have a generator.
Is that Rolex even real at this point?
Right. How much are niggas spending in the clubs every weekend?
Ooh. You gotta get a generator. Yeah, 10K is a lot of money, but it's nothing though. Mm. You know, because everybody blows 10K. Sometimes it's not blowing, but on a holiday. You know what I mean? You go on a holiday, flights for you and your partner, a weekend away, enjoy excursions.
How much are people spending in Durban, July?
Durban, July alone, and those very same. You know what I mean?
This is how now they I end can't up wait broke, for. And they want royalties years later, and they're complaining. Kanti, they were irresponsible with the money.
Now I can't wait for load shedding. Every time I'm like, ah, fuck, I can't wait.
So I can imagine it's like music when it comes on.
That's
like,
me, niggas. Imagine, Joe, though, if we all came together like Orania as Abantu Abamnyama and create something like that. We could overthrow
so
the thank government you. That's there.
Thank you
and
so much.
Do our own thing. Because so these people easy. Think we need them to do stuff.
True.
Bro,
they don't think we work. They don't think they're working for us to service us.
Mm. Bro, it's what I was government. Saying at JJ Tabani's interview. The power of collaboration. The power of coming together.
And the power in numbers. We power always had numbers. It, but we don't use it as black people.
Imagine.
I mean, you know we're black, though. This is one.
You're from Soweto. Imagine if everyone in Soweto got together and raised, I don't know, however much Orania did to be off the grid.
They can easily.
Easily.
So it was a $1 billion economy. Mm. Billion rand, economy. So yeah. It's easy. It's possible.
Yeah. That's the power of collaboration, dog.
Yeah, but still, guys, let's not. I mean, they must fix Eskom. All these ideas, Eskom now going to be like, yeah, then now you're fine.
No, they don't.
They must still fix it, though, guys.
Let me tell you, the ANC does not want to fix anything. From the youngest MP to the oldest MP, no one wants to do anything. They want to cripple the system to a point where we have to get up ourselves and outsource and do it ourselves and carry our country, build schools, fix hospitals, generate income. They aren't interested in doing anything but embezzling.
South Africa is probably the only country in the world where the private sector excels more than the public. Yeah.
You can imagine.
Sector.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People are saying that they because I did, like, I was frustrated. Like, why can't they just politics aside? I know it's political.
Sure.
Just fix the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's been saying this, and I've heard this before, and I agree. They want to cripple it so that it can be privatized.
Yes.
Right? Let them do it already. I don't think. I know someone is going to say, ah, that's irresponsible, Saul. Mm. But yo, man, we're going 4-6 hours without production. Some of us are music producers. We rely on our laptop for almost all our work, not outside of even music or anything else.
But you got an iPhone, not a generator.
Yeah?
For 35K.
Oh, sad. No, I understand.
Cash.
Nigga, you put an A3 cash. Cash because you... Since we are doing assets,
this nigga has been rocking me for a month now.
I'm retaliating. Nigga just got a fucking now.
Hey, turn off the mic.
And so I gotta follow the rules, man. The paycheck comes from there.
How? Nigga just got a thing in now, dog. Okay, number one, I stay in apartments, right? I can't have fucking generators in an apartment. Don't bang on my door like, nigga, already was puzzling me so when you're having sex. Now it's a generator. Now it's the generator. How you know? Rocky, Mr. That's the one that you're Rocky. You're Rocky. Well, yeah, I'm Rocky back.
It starts with you.
Tired of this.
It starts with you.
Rocking me here. Yeah, bro, I'm rocking you back. Tired of niggas rocking me. How I'm rocking you back. Chief. Chief.
Yeah, man.
Out of here, man. But on the real though, man, yeah. You know, I think it's let them just privatize it, man. If
so, that's
Sotini,
the aim.
Sotini.
Yes. Is that the aim?
Yeah.
Yeah, the aim is to same with SAA. Anti now a consortium or whatever sure. conglomerate just bought SAA like half of it or controlling share. Then they gave it a black name.
Sure.
What is it called? Jesus. That thing? Fact checker, please check the guys who acquired SAA and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's the aim, bro.
Yeah.
And it's,
then you're right, dog. Because we're suffering, bro.
And also though. To be honest, it's the suppliers of...
It's called the Dakatso Consortium.
Dakatso.
Yeah, the agreement to purchase a 51% stake and inject $221 million into SAA.
Damn.
Yeah, but it won't fix it. No, but you see, that's a controlling stake, so caterers won't eat because they control, you know. Yeah. That consortium controls essentially then what happens to
and
the
they
money,
need to make that money back.
How is it used? Yeah, it's business now.
Mm.
It's strictly business now, you know what I mean? So even, let them take Eskom, bro. I'd rather have electricity. I'd rather guess you're too rich.
Yeah.
Hey, who cares? Yo. Hey, who cares? You're too rich. Like, who cares? We are too rich. Bro.
Yeah, so Patelaba and Ekesin, Laban to Laba that do illegal connections as well. So all the dwellings that pop up sporadically in Johannesburg and all over the place that illegally connect, they are the ones who are also hiking up your bill and hiking up the electricity as well. If we can just streamline things as a country, get proper housing, get proper resources, fuel, everything, just run this thing properly, we'll be fine, yeah, dog. We'll be fine.
Steve Harvey, when he was shooting you, he was like, what? You pay for electricity?
Yeah. Are you for real?
Yeah, he couldn't understand that.
Wait, what is it?
He was shooting that show. What's it called?
Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Family Feud, yes.
So they don't pay for electricity that side?
No, they don't, bro.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Am I lying?
Let me...
Fact checker, please check.
Yeah. Oh, you don't understand load shedding? Oh, they pay for electricity in America? Oh, okay.
They pay for it, but it's constantly working. So I remember in Houston last year when they had a snowfall and it blocked their drainage, their power went out. But it doesn't usually go out unless you aren't paying your lights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they pay, yeah. But I said that.
Nah, man, it's so frustrating, man. Like, bro, Bangas Juju, world-class city, what Joburg. Remember they tried to do the whole thing. We're not world-class shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like, for real, bro, it's not world class to wake up at 5 o'clock, there's no electricity.
It's
world class to come back on a Friday, home, we're on a Netflix, watch a movie, be warm, in winter, there's no electricity. That's not world class. We're a fucking third world country.
Bro, you must go to the...
Trump was right. Like, it's disheartening, man.
You must go to the mall during lockdown. I mean, during load shedding, bro, it's like a ghost town, bro. During the day, like, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Man, like, bro... Like, all of us are trying our best, man, you know? We're trying our best with this podcast thing,
yeah.
You know, represent South Africa. Everybody's just doing their best in this country, except for the people who are supposed to be frontline doing their fucking best so everyone can thrive. Yes. It's so disheartening. It's fucking, it's fucked up.
And we're not saying don't loot, don't have corruption.
Everybody eats.
Everyone eats, but can you just have electricity?
Yeah. Dude, electricity,
eat in an
man.
Orderly fashion.
Now, we need Eskom on the podcast. We need to bring Eskom on the podcast, man.
We really
need to bring someone from Eskom on the podcast. Like, what's the problem?
I still don't know what the problem is.
What?
Do they need more coal? What's happening?
They don't.
What are the problem?
The infrastructure is actually, they haven't repaired or built more infrastructure to accommodate the grid since 1994. So the current infrastructure that exists the infrastructure that exists now was to accommodate a small percentage, the minority, right?
Yes, yes.
So there were nuclear issues and deals between about, let's say, 97 and 2004. So the Mbeki Zuma era, Mandela era, if you look up on the nuclear power issues, So that's why the infrastructure hasn't been improved. So our population is growing and our infrastructure is not being maintained first and foremost and is not being further industrialized, which is another issue. And now people want to introduce the 24-hour day in Johannesburg. How are we going to function without...
24-hour day, what's
that? Stop with that nonsense.
There's an idea to introduce a 24-hour working day in Johannesburg, which is absolutely ridiculous with our crime rate.
What do you mean?
It's a 24-hour cycle. Like a person who works at a fast food restaurant, like a McDonald's drive-thru.
So less traffic
so
and stuff.
Like the Americans have 24-hour work days, right? Yeah. Like Amazon. So you can start your job at Amazon for about 6 hours and then you move to your job at McDonald's for another 5 hours and then you can move to your job elsewhere doing Uber and that's a 12-hour a 24-hour cycle.
So people
cycle.
Can drive to their office job
yeah, so
PM.
It's having the system, the economy running 24-7, but we can't do that without lights, bruh.
Yeah.
Electricity is so basic.
Without like resources as well, without mobility, without industrialization, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Then there's crime, right?
But that we've got too. A 20 million flag.
22 million. That lights up at night.
Without electricity.
Power of miracles. How does it light up if there's no electricity?
And our president has 60 million what in his
our
mattress.
Our president keeps 60 million in his mattress.
Oh. Can he take that to fix Eskom at least?
No, he's eating. Ah. Oh, daddy, he's eating.
Hey, what happened to the Eatles?
Everyone said, fuck it, we're not paying that
no
one.
No one paid that.
I never paid it. I saw all the letters.
What happened to the 5G... conspiracy?
Oh, that 5G is the COVID one. We're fine now. We didn't vaccinate. Yeah. Came out
and,
fine, but
and
good.
Did you see that the courts have now approved dropping the mask mandate? So the Labour Court has recently, I think as of Friday, written into law that there is no longer a mask mandate in the office when people have jobs. Oh, vaccination, sorry, not mask, a vaccination mandate. So you don't have to get your jab to go and work at Podcast and Chill or go and work at Rand Merchant.
Yeah, so there's a guy who took one of the companies to CCMA and he won the case.
Good, good.
He won the
good,
case because they forced him to vaccinate.
Now
and
I regret
unlawful.
Yeah, that thing, this is absurd, man.
Just big regrets.
You can't force people to put stuff in their bodies. Mm. You know, it's since when? You know, there have been many vaccines before. People were never forced to take them. So, yeah, that was absurd from the jump.
A couple of announcements I got to make, man. Oh, you can now get the podcast intro as a welcome tone if you're on Vodacom, yeah? Just dial *117*987*80#.
Wait, which one?
On Vodacom.
Yeah, but the one with...
Hey, Hinda... I'm going to put the John Kani later.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, you can get the Enda and the podcast intro song.
Oh, the instrumental.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Via Voltex.
Yeah, Voltex. Dope, yeah. Dope, dope. So if you're a chiller, make sure you dial *117*987*80#. Also, we're going to be in Manchester on the 15th of July, London on the 16th of July, Birmingham on the 17th of July.
Yeah.
For our UK tour. Looking forward to that. First time out there. Just visit Pi Radio. Check out their website for tickets,
yes.
And we'll put the link in the description below. Botswana, 7th of August, I mentioned that. Anything else that I'm missing out?
Yeah, we're going to have a guest because we're going to do a podcast as well in the UK.
Oh,
yes. We're going to have a surprise guest. So there's a couple of artists are going to be from South Africa. We're going to be that side, including Casper. So the Pi Radio guys are like, yeah, they're like, yo, guys, we're going to try to get Casper. Yeah? We're going to try to get Casper to be a guest on your show, right? We keep quiet. A few days later, they're like, oh, what you do to Casper? What you do to Casper? He don't want to come on the podcast. His camp said, no ways. No fucking ways. Casper. Yeah,
Carla, man. And we out of here. This has been 702 and chill.
Mazelitor. What does he say, Bongani?
Mazelitor.
To advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain
everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.